If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I got the Jersey Shore, bitch!
Live from the Jersey Shore.
Down the shore, as we like to say.
One of my favorite stomping grounds.
It is.
That was Duran kicking the summer night.
With performances by Shaggy and Sting, One Republic, TikTok star Leah Cake, and DNCE.
We gotta order a cake.
It's gotta be a big cake.
We need a big ass cake.
People.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Sunshine's about to pop up. We're about to have a big old show live at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach down the shore. Can anyone hear me? Is anyone in the house? So nice. Well, here we all are. Good morning, Gandhi.
Good morning.
Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hello, Scary.
Hello.
And there's straight Nate. Buenos dias. We'll look at your microphone in a minute. You know, it's going to take 3 hours to iron out all the wrinkles, but we do have Leah Cate, DNCE, with Joe Jonas, Shaggy, and Sting. One Republic, they're all on the way. And unfortunately, I cannot be there live with you. Should we just turn the music down and tell the story?
Yeah.
Tell the story.
Hi,
everyone.
Sorry.
I have COVID. So.
Bummer.
Yeah.
COVID, you can suck my butt. I hate you. Anyway, this is going to be a great show. All the party people are there with you. It's going to be a wonderful day at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant. I know we still have a line down the boardwalk, right, Scary? I
mean, people still getting in? Oh, yes, we do. 2 blocks long.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Well, thanks to the fact that I didn't come in, we're mask-free if you want to be. We're all good, so. I don't know. You know, Memorial Day weekend, what does it make you think of? Vacation, maybe? Vacacione?
Yeah, absolutely.
Saltwater taffy and fudge.
Yeah, what about you, Gandhi? Memorial Day weekend.
The beach and sunshine.
Yeah. I think of an old song from way back before when you were born.
Oh, what is it?
The Go-Go's!
Yeah!
I want to turn it up loud. I want this to set the foundation for an unbelievable day at Jenkinson's down the shore. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend.
Are we actually live from Ocean Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach?
Yes.
There you go. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend. There they are. I think all the Go-Go's are still alive. I'm not quite sure. Anyway. Wow. You know what? It's so good to have a three-day weekend ahead of us. And I will be ready to party on Monday, my fifth day. So if anyone wants to come by, say hi, let me know.
Nice.
Well, so how was your night in Point Pleasant last night down the shore? What did you do last night, Danielle?
I went out to dinner with some friends. It was lovely. And we just kind of relaxed. I love it.
Yeah. What'd you do, Gandhi?
I went out to dinner with Nate and Skiri and one of our favorite record reps. And some really weird things happened. Nate was about to borrow someone's underwear, so that was fun.
All right.
What?
Yeah. So Nate, maybe later you can tell that story. Was it Patty Rascona's underwear?
It was.
It was. You know it, well, Elvis.
Hey, guess what? Who hadn't been in that underwear? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we go to line one, talk to Blake, all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello, Blake. Oh, my God. Blake. Oh, my God. Are you calling from some sort of waterfall? What's going on?
I am currently on my way to work and jealous of you guys being over by the shore. I want to share some cake with you guys in DNCE.
I know. Well, hey, did anyone remember the cake? We have a cake, right?
I think we do. We have like three boxes of, I don't know if it's cake or pastry, something.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, you know, Danielle, you're usually in charge of the cake.
I know.
Anyway,
sorry.
Blake, we have a great show ahead. I hope you can stick with us today. I mean, with DNCE and Shaggy and Sting and One Republic, it's going to be quite the day. I promise.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to listen to you guys as much as I can on the board.
All right. Well, look, you have a beautiful weekend. And hold on. Don't go away. Nate, what are we sending Blake?
Oh, we're sending him whatever he wants, Elvis.
All right, whatever you want, Blake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please hold. We need your address. All right, I like that. Look at it. Skiri is already eyeing the cake. Skiri,
yes,
eyes
I
off
am.
The cake.
Yeah. Right. Our friends at Top That Donuts from down the block over here, they brought cupcakes and they brought, oh, they're screaming in the background. Yeah, and they brought the cake for the ocean.
Well, you cannot have it until DNCE arrive.
Okay. Yeah, don't touch
it. Get your hands off the cake.
Yeah, okay. He'll be fingering that cake before you know it. All right, well, let's roll into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Let's get the show started. Gandhi, live from our Jersey Shore newsroom.
Alrighty.
What's going on?
Texas authorities are now saying the Uvalde mass shooter was not confronted by police before entering the school. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed yesterday that the gunman was in fact entering on his own before killing 21 people at Robb Elementary School. That statement contradicts earlier statements by Texas authorities who said the opposite. It now appears as though that gunman roamed outside the elementary school for about 12 minutes, entered without a challenge, and spent 1 hour inside before he was killed by law enforcement, which is now being criticized by some parents. In fact, there is video now circulating of police tackling and handcuffing desperate parents who were trying to rush into the building. The public is questioning how and why an hour elapsed before a tactical unit led by federal Border Patrol agents went into the classroom and killed the gunman. The global outbreak of monkeypox is spreading. The CDC has identified 9 cases in 7 states. The first was in Massachusetts, where a man was hospitalized for 8 days, but workers who were directly in contact with him have now been vaccinated. This marks the first time the monkeypox vaccine has been used in the U.S. outside of clinical trials. Other cases have been reported in Florida, Utah, Washington, California, Virginia, and New York. And finally, on a much lighter note, tonight might be someone's lucky night as the Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $157 million.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to play. We're going to play.
Who in here is going to win it? Who's going to win it? Okay.
All of you. Man, they're going
back off.
Please share. Just share.
Please share with us. 2 players won $1 million on Tuesday, but nobody got the top prize. The Powerball jackpot has also been growing and is worth $150 million for whomever gets all those numbers in tomorrow morning's drawing. Despite the odds of taking it all, both lotteries offer 9 ways to win with tickets costing just $2. So hopefully our Scotty B is going to get us some. And those are your three things.
You know what's kind of funny about doing the show on the beach at the Jersey Shore? While we're doing this, there are people driving to work listening to us going, man, that's so funny. One is a teacher. You know we love our teachers teaching in Atlantic City. She says her son is bartending there at Jenks.
Oh, hi. That's so cool.
We got a teacher's son behind the bar.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so make sure you tip your bartenders very well because their mama may be a teacher. Thank you. It is Friday. You guys ready for your day?
Yeah.
We've got lots to do. Here we go. Let's have a day.
Broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
The good neighbors at State Farm believe you don't have to give up what you love for great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get a quote today.
Live from the Jersey Shore.
It's so beautiful, right? Look at this.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Yay! At the Jersey Shore. How fabulous.
Love it. Love it.
Hey, have you ever had an ex? Someone you used to date and now you're like, let me make a list of things I hate about them so I can just push them out of my life?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Of course.
It's the pros and cons list, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Leah Kate and her song, 10 Things I Hate About You. She's going to perform that live for us in a few minutes.
Nice.
I know. It's so cool. And the thing is, it's sort of become an anthem for all of us who have exes, which is all of us. So, anyway, that's on the way. Live from Point Pleasant Beach, down the Jersey Shore at Jenkinson's. Let's get into the horoscopes. Now, Danielle and Gandhi, I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The horoscopes we had for today, we've done before. There was an accident.
What?
So you have to make up each horoscope for each of the signs.
Oh, hell.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. No, come on. Tune into the stars. Okay. You can do it.
Okay.
All right. Danielle, you're up first. Here we go. Your horoscopes.
All right,
thanks to our horoscopists, Danielle and Gandhi.
Tomorrow is Danielle DeLillo's birthday. Happy birthday, Danielle DeLillo.
Happy birthday.
Okay. All right. Capricorn, this is going to be a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you do something fun for yourself. Have a piece of fudge. Your day's a 9.
Oh, that was good, Danielle.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like this. This is good.
Aquarius, I think you're going to win a lot of money this weekend. There's a casino somewhere. You can play online. You can play the Powerball. Good luck to you. Your wallets will be brimming. Your day is a 10.
Yes.
Pisces, I heard that your significant other said to take their credit card and go on a shopping spree this weekend. Lucky you. Have a great time. Your day's a 10.
Aries, I have a feeling you'll find love today, maybe even at Jenks. If you're here, Aries, this is your time. Your day, a 10.
Hey, Taurus. Okay, your mom said that you're beautiful. Your dad said that you're beautiful. Everybody here at Jenkinson said that you're beautiful and that you should have a fabulous weekend. Your day's an 8.
All right, man, I don't know what to come up with now. How about Gemini? You are a handful. We know that to be true.
Yes.
So you're probably
sister.
Exactly. I know you know that, Elvis. I think you're going to have a really good time this weekend and cause some trouble. Your day is a 10.
All right. Hey, Cancer, your boyfriend is cheating on you. You better ask a lot of questions. Your day's a 6.
Oh, my goodness. Leo.
Yes.
Elvis, you're a Leo, right?
Yes, I am.
You might miss your big event this weekend because you have COVID potentially. But other than that, everything's going to be great. Your day is 9.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
All right, Virgo, take one step at a time. We know there's a lot of craziness going around, but you've got this. Everything will be okay. Your day is a 9.
Libra, I think you should be brave in the face of adversity and trust those gut instincts. Your day, a 10.
All right, Scorpio, travel plans may be disrupted because the weather sucks. But you know what? Try to find a way to have a good time anyway. Your day is a 6.
And Sagittarius, maybe take a look at some close connections. Evaluate how they work into your life. And share the bigger picture. Your day's a 10. And those are your Friday morning horoscopes. Completely
those
created.
Were the best horoscopes ever. Yeah. I loved it. You guys were great.
Yeah.
Live from the Jersey Shore. We're back right after this.
Broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
So, if you're a business owner, it can be really tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So, how do you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Their invite to apply feature lets you invite the best candidates to apply for your open roles. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, you start getting the most qualified people sent to you really quick. Then you can easily review the recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply with just one click. Next Key marketing manager Erin Harchie loves Invite to Apply. She actually loved how they got the job posting in front of the right people. They instantly saw great candidates and they invited all of them to apply for the job. In fact, according to ZipRecruiter's internal data, on average for 2020, jobs where employers use the ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply feature get 2.5 times more candidates, which helps make for a faster hiring process. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. Try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.
Live from the Jersey Shore, Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Pretty amazing how it's only 30 minutes in. It's 6:30 East Coast time at the Jersey Shore at Jenkinson's, and the show is already a success with over 4,000 people have checked in so far.
Wow.
For our show.
That's
and the
crazy.
Line is still, yeah, I know it is nuts.
Insane.
And the line is all the way down the boardwalk. People here to see you guys, along with, gosh, Sting and Shaggy and DNCE and One Republic. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Leah Kate is coming up in a second. She's pretty amazing. Yeah, and her song, 10 Things I Hate About You, love it. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, if you're writing a song about the things you hate about your ex, she only found 10?
I know.
I have dozens. How about you? Daniel Gandhi, everyone yes. loved your spontaneous horoscopes.
Yeah,
that was a new hit. We're going to do that once a week.
Don't get used to that.
Oh, come on.
And if one of those people wins the lottery, I think that we should get a cut of it.
Yeah.
Because we put that into the universe.
Exactly.
You did. So it really sucks having COVID. I just got a DM from some friends, and they said, hey, how you feeling? Like, I have a cold. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But you know what got me to sleep last night? This Mucinex Fast Max.
I'm telling you. That stuff is magical.
Seriously.
Oh. Is that the Mucinex Fast Max Cold Flu all in one, Elvis?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God. Fabulous. It was really great. So if you're going to do shots at the bar at Jenkinson's, ask for Mucinex Fast Max.
The bar opens in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that crazy? Isn't that weird? There's going to be a bar opening and I'm not going to be there?
I kind of
feel weird about that.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You have alcohol so at home. You can mix your own cocktails.
Yeah, I think until I get rid of the vid, I should slow down on the sauce. You know what
Probably.
I'm saying? Hey, Scary.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We have a lot of friends who bring food and donuts and things out and fruit. I know Allie Gold brought a big fruit platter over earlier.
Oh.
I noticed on the camera here from my house looking at you at Jenkinson's,
You
actually picked up a piece of fruit and you put it down and you didn't eat it. You left
Ew.
It on the platter. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, Scary. And you know what? It was on Allie's plate and she came over to me. She goes, Scary. Touched a grape and he almost didn't eat it.
Is that the rule though? The one you touch is the one you take?
Are you kidding me?
It was a red grape and it was attached to like 7 other grapes. I only wanted one, so I just let go of it and I went for the green grape, which was loose.
You know the way grapes are engineered, you can pull it off the stem. You know, you can do that.
Yeah. I know, but I only had one hand free, so I'm sorry.
I watched him eat at dinner yesterday and he is absolutely a finger licker. So, Allie, you might want to burn your plate.
I'm not a finger licker.
You are a finger licker. I saw
You're a finger licker.
Nate, isn't he a finger licker? He was like,
He was. Yeah. I couldn't stand it. Like with the shrimp and stuff. I'm like, I don't even want to touch the rest of the shrimp.
Come
God.
On.
Hey, wait a second. Can we go back to the grape? You said you didn't have enough energy with one hand to pull a grape off a stem. You said you only had one hand. How many hands do you need to pull a grape off a stem? That's kind of weird.
I was holding the mic with one hand and the grape with the other. I couldn't just pull because then the whole thing would have came off the plate.
Oh, gosh.
Does that mean that he needs to get to the gym?
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, if you can't pull a grape off a stem, you should think about doing a push-up.
Sorry.
We stayed across the street, and he was talking about driving over.
No, he's shut up. Shut up. Please don't. No.
I love that. Anyway, Scary, we love you. You know, thanks to Scary, we're doing this show at Jenkinson's. He's part of the engineering team. Absolutely. And thank you, Bernie, for getting us on the air, too. And, of course, Garrett is back at Master Control. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you to Pepsi. Thanks to Pepsi, we're going to do this big show today where we still have a line down the boardwalk. I think that's pretty cool. Also, yes. Fox 5 Good Day New York. I heard you were just on, right, Danielle?
Yes, I just did. We were doing the kickoff of summer and talking all about everything.
I love it.
Ryan's here.
We got
Ryan's
much going on.
Ryan's here from Fox.
Hi, Ryan. Sorry, I have COVID.
I don't know where to wave, where to talk, but you look beautiful at home, and I hope you get better.
Oh, me too. Otherwise, you know. You know what I'm saying?
How come you and Scary aren't wearing matching shirts?
Because we're wearing matching pants.
There you go.
You're wearing pants?
No, you don't know that.
Oh, I know.
Why admit to that? All right, Danielle, you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Danielle, live from Jenkinson's at Jersey Shore with her Danielle report. What's going on?
All right, let's start with the sad news. Ray Liotta, one of the original Goodfellas, has passed away. He was 67 years old. He reportedly died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic where he was shooting the film Dangerous Waters. He's best known for his star turn in the Martin Scorsese crime classic opposite Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. I'm sure everybody has seen it. And yeah, it's just really, really sad. Tributes have been pouring in from all over. I know J-Lo worked on him on something. She wrote a really long tribute to him on her social, so it's just sad. Hate that. Hate when that.
Do we know what happened?
They said it was in his sleep. I think it's still being investigated. They don't think it was any foul play or anything like that, so we'll see.
All right.
BTS is headed to the White House. Pretty cool. They have been invited to meet with President Biden to discuss Asian inclusion and representation and to address anti-Asian hate crimes and discrimination. The meeting is going to take place May 31st. So they are very excited to get over there. Nick Jonas is putting his vocal talents to good use now that he's a daddy. He was talking to Entertainment Tonight about this, and he said he's been singing to his daughter. It's so cute. It just makes him hotter. When a dad sings to his daughter, it just makes him hotter. He says, my wife kind of plays her more of the stuff that's on the iPad or whatever, but I sing. We love him. And did you hear Justin Timberlake sold his entire catalog?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my gosh, just above $100 million.
Oh, dear God.
That's it?
Oh, that's it? That's it.
You see, I wouldn't, no offense, I think Justin Timberlake's catalog is worth more than $100 million.
I think so, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
I love his music so much. Absolutely. I would pay twice that.
Well, it does not include his future work, so it's only what he's already done. I told you guys Britney Spears is wanted in Vegas. She is, but she says she's not coming back for now, even though Resorts World is trying to get her. She says, no, I'm not ready to come back. Ed Sheeran, he's got a new one out today, a new album, actually. It's his old album, but it has some new tracks on it. And this is one of them called One Life.
I've waited all this time just to make it right. So I'll ask you tonight, will you marry me? Just say yes. One word, one love, one life.
Yep, wow. That's everybody's new wedding song, and I would like to use it to get married again. So Sheldon, we're renewing our vows just because of that song. Okay.
Or find a new one.
What are we watching? Find a new what, husband?
Yes.
So Stranger Things, Volume 1 of Season 4 is finally here on Netflix. Woo! I know, it's so exciting. Disney Plus gives you Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's a 2-episode premiere. There's a lot of other things on television tonight as well. We're all over the place if you want to check it out. And that's my Danielle report.
As you know, this is graduation season. Just got a text. I want to congratulate my wife, Kelly Burton, today graduating with her master's degree. She started this journey over 2 years ago while she was pregnant with Rhea. She's tackled this online degree while raising 2 kids under 5 years old, holding down a house, and being a fantastic wow. wife to me. Congratulations. Her proud husband wants to say congratulations to Kelly Burton. I love graduation season and stories like that. Anyway, thanks for listening to us live at the Jersey Shore. We have music and a conversation with Leah Kate coming up after this.
Elvis Duran in the morning show's Jumpstart to Summer. Scary just asked me to put sunblock on him. Sorry, Scary, I'm just a voice. Don't have hands. Bye. Elvis Duran and the morning show.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Start to summer.
Wow, what a day. Joe Jonas, D&C on the way. We also have Sting and Shaggy. One Republic is coming up. And by the way, the music that's being played here at the club is coming from our buddy DJ Dramos over there. Hi, DJ Dramos! He's pretty amazing, right?
He's awesome. We love him.
Beyond awesome. Sorry I can't be there, but I got COVID.
And we were not with him this week, just in case everybody's like, well, wait a second, right. How are the rest of them here?
I know. It's so weird. It's so weird that, you know, when you do what we do for a living, you can be sick as a dog, but you can still, like, have a show.
I know. Hey. Thank God.
Plus, I don't want to infect you. And plus, I have a myriad of other diseases I could give you as well.
Thank you for being responsible.
Oh, Leah Kate. Is this Leah Kate coming to the table?
Yes.
Leah Kate has entered the chat.
Leah Kate has... Oh, there's Leah. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Leah. Let's make sure your headphones are at the proper volume. Proper testing. 1, 2.
I can hear you.
Can you feel the COVID in your ear hole right now?
I can feel it. I'm getting that COVID via the screen.
Exactly. Leah Kate, thank you for being here. I mean, we do these Jersey Shore shows every year. We've had some incredible talent. And Lizzo, remember you, Lizzo came and played?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
oh.
Yep. Then today we have a few people like Sting and Shaggy and, you know.
No big deal. DMC, no big deal.
Not honored to be here at all. Just kidding. It's crazy.
Well, thank you for waking up and being down the shore. Did you ever come to the shore when you were younger? Because I know you used to live in New York, didn't you?
I did. I used to live in New York. I've actually never been to the shore. So
what?
Yeah, this is crazy. This is also my first like radio performance ever. So I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Hold on. Doesn't your family own radio stations or something? Couldn't you have just like... forced them to put you on?
It was actually, so I did grow up in a radio family, but my dad would never, ever, ever, ever send my song to anyone who worked for him. So it was actually the opposite growing up. Mostly they work with like Spanish sports station. There's a couple of music stations, but I would always be like, Dad, like, come on, like send my music to like a program director. Absolutely not. Never. Mm-mm, no.
Oh well, so well, here's the story though. It's kind of funny. Leah's dad said, no, I'm not going to help you out. So Leah actually got in touch with producers on our own. I mean, you actually did, you studied the music business and you reached out to people who you knew could help you out and could like really enjoy your music, right?
Oh yeah. Growing up, it was definitely hard to get the support of my family. Everyone was like, please go, don't pursue music, anything. But, and I was like, okay, no. So that's when I moved to New York. So I was like, can't deal with this pressure getting out of town. And I just had to figure it out alone because no one really was, you know, down to help. So yeah, I just blindly hit up people all the time. I was like, yo, want to work with me? Like, let's make music. Let's go. Like, put me on your playlist. Like, it was hard, but you know, it definitely, the hard work got me a long way. So wow. Not mad at it now.
Well, other than family counseling, what else can we do for you? I mean, I think, and this is kind of a good thing for all of us to hear. You know, we've, a lot of people listening to us right now, Leah, they're shifting careers. COVID kind of shook it all up for everyone. And you actually, after getting fired from a job in New York, said, screw this. I'm going to start writing music. I'm going to make this happen. Like, what did you do, by the way, that you were fired from?
I worked for a startup, which was kind of my like side job. I got fired because they're like, you're just in the studio all day. Like, we know you don't want to be here. And I was like, yep, you're probably right. So I did work for a startup for a bit. And then I got fired and I lied to my family for a year and said I still had a job because no one wanted to hear that I was like doing music full time. And I just like worked super hard. And I was like, I'm never giving up. And if I'm just going to lie to everyone, then great, I'll do it. But I'd rather write songs and like perform because this is what I love. So, and now here we go.
It's an amazing story.
Everyone knows now my dad is aware of my career choice.
Nice.
Wow. What a great story, right, Gandhi, Danielle?
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Love it. I was thinking when you were talking about how your family said, don't do that career. I'm like, is she Indian? What's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Wait, is it the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. My really? Parents said, what are you doing? Don't do this.
I'm
this
not, my God.
It's the same for me, though. I'm not Indian. And my mom said, how much are you making an hour? I'm like, $4.25. We sent you to college for that?
Yeah. How did you survive for a year without a job? What did you do to make some money?
I did like little things on the side that just kept me like paying rent and stuff.
Like a handyman?
Yeah, dumb things. Like, and then like I started getting some like sinks and things in music that just like allowed me to pay my rent and like, you know, get by. I wasn't living any kind of luxurious life whatsoever, but you know, fully lied to everyone. I was like, yep, I'm working this 9 to 5. No one can tell me anything. Just leave me alone.
Good for you. Do your thing.
Wow. I have to ask real quickly. The song, 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it based on the greatest movie of all time at all, 10 Things I Hate About You? Because that's my favorite.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Everyone asked me that, and it's actually not at all. Okay. It really stemmed from me needing to get over this guy, and I usually only remember the good and the bad relationships. So I was like, okay, Leah, time to remember why I should not miss this guy at all. So I actually did make a list of like, it was actually like 30 things I hated about the guy. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to turn it into 10. And this is actually kind of a fire song idea. So why don't I turn it into a song?
Wait, does he know it's about him? Does he know?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Good. I'm so glad he does.
Let him know.
Fully aware.
I'm thinking of like all my exes and all the things I hated about them. I could have like a double album.
Right?
An entire catalog of music. Kind of crazy.
100%. Well,
all right, so Leah, here we are at the beach looking at the shore. Can you see the ocean yet? Because I know it's kind of a foggy day. Is it there?
No, not yet. I cannot see the ocean. There's a big cloud outside, but I'll go check it out after.
Okay, cool. So we're going to take a break, and if you could, you'll get all set up and... Leah Kate is performing for us live coming up after this. Thank you for being here today. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. So good to meet you. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran.
He's just a sloppy drunk.
And the morning show's jumpstart to summer.
Memorial Day weekend.
Live from the Jersey Shore.
Every summer we get together to kick off Memorial Day weekend.
Elvis Duran and the morning show's jumpstart to summer.
Oh, look at that. Everyone showed up for our party. Sometimes when you throw a party, you're hoping only half the people that said they were coming would come. Anyway, we are at the Jersey Shore. I'm not. I'm at home drinking my...
Oh, my God. Wait
Mucinex.
A minute. What? Isn't that going to make you fall asleep? What are you doing?
No, it doesn't. No. There are two kinds.
This stuff's awesome.
I like that you're taking it like party shots. What are you...
I am. The Mucinex Fast Max. It really is helping. I do believe DMCE is walking out.
They're coming up on stage.
Jinju, Jack, and Joe.
Here they come.
They cleared their schedule just to come down the shore. I know. So friggin' cool, man. I love it. Anyway, you are listening to the kickoff of summer, and we are so excited to be at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach. Over 4,000 people and more in line to come in. I don't think I've seen this big of a crowd. What a super spreader, huh? Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
Now, the headphones. Hey, man.
You do know why I'm not there, right?
One could take a wild guess, yes.
Go ahead.
You had somewhere better to be? I don't know.
No.
Oh!
Well, you're missed. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel okay. It's like a little cold, but that's okay. You know what? It's weird. It's weird that we can do this. I mean, if you get it and you have a concert, you can't go. If we get it, I can sit in my bedroom and do a show. You know?
True.
Well, yeah. Well, we're glad that you're feeling okay. We miss you, of course, but we're glad to be here. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are here, Jinju and Jack and Joe, DMCE. You know, we could make the obvious jokes about being by the ocean.
You can't see the ocean today. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's there. We promise.
Yeah, it's there.
So I'm just curious. Are most of these people still out from the night before, or this is just...
I don't know, ask them.
Well, we do know they were camping out.
I want to say about 30%.
Yeah. Some people slept online last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were here as early as 8 p.m. last night.
I think 100% of our staff is still up from last night. Yeah.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah.
We're glad to be here to party this early. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And I know that you want to meet
everyone.
Sting. Sting is on his way at some point today. Oh, there you are. I see you on the camera now. Hi.
You can see us now. Great.
Look how big my head is. Hi, big head. This is too weird. So, I know it's kind of weird doing a show in a place like Jenkinson's. Were you actually rehearsing and warming up in the taffy store? Is this what I saw?
Yes.
Yeah, we just were walking through a candy shop and an arcade. But this is not new territory for us. Jack and I grew up in New Jersey. Jack was down the road, so... Feels nice to be back.
Okay, so if you had to pick taffy or fudge, which would you pick?
Ooh...
I'm more of a chocolate guy.
Hi, fudge. Yeah.
Fudge?
Yeah.
Ginger? You go.
Taffy or fudge?
Out of here?
Fudge.
Taffy for Ginger,
Taffy. Laffy Taffy?
Probably.
Well, so I know that, you know, Ryan Tedder's going to be here a little bit. I know you guys collaborated with him on what song was it?
Move.
Well, we've worked with Ryan on a ton of songs. The newest one, Move, is one that we've wrote with Ryan. And, did a bunch of stuff with the brothers with Ryan as well. Sucker and that whole album, actually Happiness Begins album, majority of those songs. And there's a few more that we've been working on that DNC is going to start releasing in the next few weeks.
Nice. People seem very excited about that. So what's on the way? I mean, do we have shows on the road? What are you thinking about?
Yeah, we've got a couple of shows coming up. So Jin and Jack also play in the band with the brothers. So we've got these Vegas shows coming up, so hopefully you'll feel better by then. You can come visit us in Vegas. We've got first and second weekend of June, and then we're playing Pride in D.C., which is always a really good time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right there on Pennsylvania Avenue. That's going to be an amazing show. A friend of mine is a part of the production team. I can't wait. Thank you for being part of our Rainbow June. How cool is that?
Of course. Oh, we're thrilled. And, you know, it's such a celebration of love and life. And the fact that we get to be there to celebrate with everyone is really special.
Well, I hope that, you know, as busy as you guys are, you're actually getting out and having some fun on your own. I mean, are you... I know I ran into Joe, the family, at a restaurant in Manhattan that we go to every single day.
I love that restaurant.
I love how she was chasing your kid all around the restaurant. The kid was getting into crazy trouble. I love
it. Yes, drawing on the walls. But you know what's so funny is, like, I always forget that for all of you, this is the end of your day, quote unquote, or work. This is your work day. So I saw Elvis around, what was it, like 11 or 12? And then he was having his steak dinner and red wine, and I'm like, oh, that would make sense. But for a minute, I'm like, oh, okay.
We're all in bed by, you know, 2 or 3.
So. Yeah, we eat pizza at 7 a.m. Totally.
We're very lame. But yeah, no, that's our corner, that bar I'm sitting at.
Great.
Nate and I, we're always there having food and drinking.
But to answer your question, Elvis, yes, we are having fun on the road. I mean, it feels so good to be doing this again together. Oh, yeah. And so it doesn't matter what time of day, where we are, we have fun, and we make the most out of it. And we're just grateful to still be doing this and to do this together and do this in June. It's going to be a blast.
You know what I love? I love that, you know, Jinju and Jack, I love that you guys are working with the brothers as well. It's you guys have quite the family going on here.
It's a really big family.
Yeah.
I think her mic is having an issue. Wireless. We'll fix it. Because I think her answer was amazing.
I was saying, like, we are such a big family now, and it's fun. It's, like, awesome.
Well, look.
Are you coming to the Vegas?
I've got to go to the Vegas show. I swear to God, I'll try to get rid of all of, or most of my diseases by then. I have a few that are lingering. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't make them go away. Anyway, look, I'm so excited you guys are here. I know it's kind of awkward me being on another
It's the world we're in. We're just glad that you're feeling okay and get better soon, and you better be back here next year.
I will. To see you three together and about to perform for us. Oh, my God. It's DNC about to perform. Jesus. God. That makes me feel better. It makes me feel almost as well as this Mucinex is making me feel.
This episode is sponsored by Mucinex.
If they don't give him a lifetime supply after today, I don't know.
They're not paying for it. I'm just taking shots, man. I'm just keeping
it. By the way, can I say I'm loving Joe's glasses?
Oh, thank you.
They look good.
Appreciate it. It's called, you guys got us here at 7 a.m.
Oh. Right. Glasses. It covers up the red
lines. Sponsored by.
Exactly. Everything's sponsored in radio. Well, look, I know you guys want to get ready for the set.
Yeah.
DNCE is coming up and performing for
you in a little bit.
Right after this. Can I see you guys?
Elvis Duran in the morning show's Jumpstart to Summer. Can someone make me a drink?
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. No one can monitor all your transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Elvis.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Toe Nina, that's water is life in Diné Bazad, the Navajo language. We're sharing this Navajo phrase on behalf of St. Bonaventure Indian Mission and School and the thousands of poor Navajo families. They do what they can to survive the spring and summer months with as little as 7 gallons of water a day. By comparison, most other American families use more than 300 gallons per day. That's a big difference. So visit their website. Make your donation today, stbonaventuremission.org. The families served by the St. Bonaventure Water Delivery Program are among the nearly 33% of all households on the Navajo Nation with absolutely no running water. These are among the poorest families anywhere in the United States. Please be generous. Donate today, stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will be well received. Water is life. Make your donation for life-saving water today at stbonaventuremission.org.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere. All at once. It's tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands this. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening because they believe their products should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. So learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. Hey, it's Danielle. And yes, I am treating my family to the magic of Disney. You can too. This summer, UndercoverTourist.com is offering adult tickets at child prices to Walt Disney World and the iconic Disneyland Resort in California. Undercover Tourist is an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney apps, so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades. Very easy. There's no reason to miss the Lion King 30th anniversary roaring on to Disney's Animal Kingdom this June 10th. On top of that, Undercover Tourist has a best price guarantee, so you can purchase your tickets with total confidence. Plus, score even more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. If you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore.
It's going to be a great day.
So much fun. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Wow, what a morning.
Hey.
The Jersey Shore. DNCE just did two extra bonus songs for everyone at Jenkinson's on the boardwalk. That was pretty amazing.
Amazing.
That was incredible, right?
Absolutely.
How much did you enjoy that the live performance, Gandhi and Danielle?
It was great. We were creeping in the back recording all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
People were so cute. They had like Joe is a DILF on their phones, and they were all holding up signs that they would be in Vegas next week to see them. And it was cool. People were just, I love to hear people sing the songs, especially the new ones, because those are the fans.
Absolutely.
You know?
Really incredible. DNCE was amazing. We loved them.
Yep.
Even my dogs were dancing. It's pretty cool. We still have Sting and Shaggy on the way. Of course, One Republic is on the way. This is just a crazy way to kick off Memorial Day weekend. What do you think of so far, Gandhi? What do you think of the show and the party?
I can't believe how fast it's going by already. And there are what feels like a million people here, and everyone is in a great mood. The sun is starting to come out. It's a good day.
Yeah. What about you, Danielle?
I mean, it just, it gives me goosebumps to be here because it just reminds me that, you know, Jersey Shore, it's the summer. It's time. School's almost out. Vacations are starting. It's just the best way to kick off the summer.
Really cool. Do we have any hot dogs at Jenkinson's?
What? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they serve everything.
We can't
here.
Get you a hot dog.
I mean,
there's a screen, but.
Well, no, you know, I can't eat one from COVID Central on the COVID cam. But I want Scary to have a hot dog. You know, every year when we kick off Memorial Day weekend, we always read to you the ingredients of the hot dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now, should I eat the hot dog first and then you read the ingredients? Or are you going to read
the
ingredients?
While I'm reading the ingredients. And by the way, the Jenkinson's hot dogs may be totally clean. You know, like the...
What's the
cleaner wiener.
Applegate.
Yeah. No, they're very good. I've had them before. I've had them at 2 o'clock in the morning leaving here.
Of course.
They're great.
At 2 o'clock in the morning when you're leaving, you don't have any clue or care in the world about what's in your hot dog.
No. Nope.
Not at all.
Anyway, the bar is open at Jenkinson's, and of course, we've got a lot to do. Lots on the way. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi.
All right.
Right. Let's roll into that, and then we move on with the day. We've got so much to do. I'm so excited. All right, Gandhi, it's you. You're up. What's going on?
The Uvalde police response to the elementary school massacre is getting a lot of criticism. It now appears as though the gunman roamed outside the school for 12 minutes, entered without a challenge, and then spent an hour inside before he was killed by law enforcement. There's video now circulating of police actually tackling and handcuffing desperate parents who were trying to rush into the building to save their children. The public is, of course, questioning why and how an hour elapsed before a tactical unit actually got in there. Meanwhile, in a very sad and tragic twist of fate, four children are now planning two funerals after that shooting. They lost their mother Tuesday. She was one of the teachers. And then they lost their father when he died from a heart attack. They're saying it was a broken heart. He had just come home from putting flowers at her memorial site when he collapsed. The two were high school sweethearts and married for 24 years. If you are heading out today, there's going to be a lot of traffic. The busy holiday travel weekend underway. Nearly 40 million people heading out of town despite record high gas prices. Most people will be driving, meaning that the roads will be extra crowded between noon and 7 p.m. For those leaving tomorrow, they say the worst times are 1 to 6 p.m. Airports are going to be packed, so don't forget about that. Give yourself some extra time. And finally, we mentioned this earlier, but the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $157 million. Two people won $1 million on Tuesday. Nobody hit the top prize. The Powerball jackpot has also started to grow. It's now worth $150 million. I know. Are you going to play? Are we going to play?
I'm on Jackpocket right now.
You're going to play without us?
Yeah.
Dang you. Despite the odds of taking it all, both lotteries offer 9 ways to win with tickets costing just $2. And now Elvis is playing without us, and those are your 3 things.
It's okay. I'll slap you with a hundy.
How much would you give us if you won $157 million?
Let's win it and we'll go from there. How about
that? The answer is nothing.
No, he's so generous, he'd give us lots.
A lot.
Yeah, I give you lots. Yeah. Like $15. Woo! No big deal. Excellent. Thank you so much to Pepsi. Thanks to Pepsi, we're having this incredible kickoff to summer. The White Sands Oceanfront Resort and Spa. Ooh la la, comfort and luxury. Thank you so much for having us in. Let's take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Hey, it's Elvis Duran. This summer, I know you're looking forward to getting some more of what you love, and you can get it with HelloFresh. More chef-crafted recipes, more convenience, more ways than ever to customize your order, meaning less time at the grocery store and more fun in the sun. With HelloFresh, there are more than 55 different weekly options to choose from. Their recipes feature summer's freshest produce with ingredients that travel from the farm to your front door in less than a week. And of course, options including family-friendly options, fit and wholesome veggies, quick and easy. There's so many options for everyone. All your HelloFresh ingredients come pre-portioned for maximum convenience, and you won't waste any money on excess food. Plus, you can update your preferences, change your delivery date, skip weeks when you need to. No problem. Do it all from the HelloFresh app. Get started during the Memorial Day flash sale right now. Get $125 off at HelloFresh.com/Elvis125. That's $125 off. HelloFresh.com/Elvis125.
Live from the Jersey Shore.
It's so beautiful, right? Look at this.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
How amazing! It is about to explode. Woo! We are so excited to be on the boardwalk, the Jersey Shore. Shaggy and Sting on the way in just a couple of seconds. We're going to talk to them. This new album is just mind-blowingly fun. We'll get into that in a moment. Gandhi, Danielle, so far, you feeling good?
Oh, this is so awesome. And the sun is coming out. Let's go.
And it's like the perfect ocean breeze coming in here and cooling us all down a little bit, because I'm not going to lie, when we started, I was hot.
Yeah.
Hot in
here. I can see on the monitors a lot of people sweating. Yeah. People asking why I'm not there in person. It's because I have COVID. So there. I don't know what else to say.
He wanted to come and lick faces, but he really shouldn't.
Yeah, I wanted to come breathe on everyone. I wanted people to inhale my particulates. Is that what they're called? Particulates?
Yes, I think they are.
I think it is. Anyway, what are you going to do? And I will tell you that, you know, we're used to the comfort and the control of the studio.
Yeah.
So when we come out to do this at the Jersey Shore, and I'm here, you're there, and we're all over the place, it's mass pandemonium.
Oh, there is a level of chaos.
There is a high level of chaos.
There should be a reality show about scary here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So excited. Sting and Shaggy are on the stage.
Hi, guys.
I'm saying that just in case they don't know where they are. People are hugging. Oh, God. Why can I not be there? I hate COVID.
What's up, Elvis?
You know, Shaggy, Sting, I'm so sorry. And let me just state for the record, COVID, you can suck my butt. I'm so mad at this.
Sting's face was just great when you said that.
I'm sorry, Sting. I've been drinking a lot of this Mucinex, so it's really kind of catching up with me. Thank you guys for coming down the shore. Can we just have a moment to celebrate this new album? This album is so much fun. And I don't know, my face hurt by the time I tracked the whole thing, guys, because it was so fun. Thank you for this album.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Elvis. It's a bit of a different. It came out of craziness.
That's true.
But I was very confident that Shaggy could sing these songs, and I've been proved right.
I think I love the fact that, Sting, you said people just need happiness right now and something fun, and this album is definitely
this it. Album makes you smile, and the world needs a smile right now.
Without doubt. So Shaggy, when Sting looked at you and said, hey, you should do an album of Frank Sinatra songs, did you look at him like he had three heads, or did you go,
hell yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, he was drunk as well.
Okay, that's what it takes.
We were just on it. It's a day off, man. We were just having fun. And then, I kept singing these songs because in Jamaica, we're raised on these. You know what I mean? And on Sunday, this repertoire works with chicken and rice. It's a Caribbean thing. You know what I mean? Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, of course, Frank Sinatra. So I was familiar with it. So I'm singing and he's like, dude, that's your key. That's you. Yeah. We should do this.
How funny. How wild.
I gotta say, Luck Be a Lady is my favorite.
Oh, I love it. Hey, I love that. That's my favorite.
It was so good. So good.
Guys and Dolls in the House.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if not Sinatra, like, okay, let me just jump ahead a year or two. Who's next? I mean, I know we want to focus on Sinatra now, but who could be next, Sting? What do you think?
He's going to do an opera.
Yes.
I was just thinking we was going to do tights. We're just going to do Sting covers.
Yes.
In Calypso.
Why not?
Okay.
Ever since the last album, the album you guys did together, which was just phenomenal. Danielle and I were just talking about how much
morning
we love that album,
coming,
too.
Morning is coming, our favorite.
Morning is coming.
Yes.
Morning is coming.
It's just incredible how you can cross into a different lane, and it makes music so interesting and so fun. It wakes it up and makes it something different. And I love how you guys are doing that. I think that's something more musicians and artists should do.
Well, you know what? I think we are allergic to boredom.
Yeah. Good. Uh-huh.
And so we always try to find something that, you said the element of surprise.
That's the most important element in music is surprise. You have to surprise people. Surprise yourself.
Really. Yeah. And so we always look for that and just to put smiles on people's faces and enjoy
yourself.
Well,
I know yourselves. You guys, you had a big party at the Blue Note. Was it last night?
Last night. Yeah, we're still recovering.
I bet. I couldn't make it. I was invited. I wanted to be there, but I have COVID. So screw that. Yeah. It really sucked. How was the party and how was it being on the stage and performing the songs?
It was lit.
Yep.
It was lit. Full house. These songs are songs that everyone knows. It's kind of the soundtracks of our lives. And to hear them this way with a reggae style, everybody was just in the vibe.
So did the Sinatra family know you guys were doing this? And like, have they heard it? What have they said?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But we're here in Jersey, so...
Oh, yeah, the perfect place for it. You know?
That's right, there you go. Perfect.
There's his surprise, the element of surprise.
Yeah. Surprise! Yeah.
Surprise!
I will tell everyone listening that I don't know how far you drove for this, Shaggy. I know Sting came 90 minutes just to join us at the shore, and we appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, we were both in the city, so it was that kind of a drive. But, you got a fun audience out here. Everybody's lit.
The bar opened an hour and a half ago, so God only knows what's going to happen.
Oh, it's extra lit now.
Yeah. It's extra lit.
We have the Coco Yak maybe in the house.
Oh, yeah, that'd be some Coco Yak. we're actually bringing that back, so it's great.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So, a lot of artists, of course, were shut down during the pandemic and all that crap.
Yeah.
But a lot of them came out the other end with all new ways of thinking about their craft and their art. Can you guys address that? I mean, do you think you're doing things differently today than you would have had we hadn't had that 2-year hiatus?
No, but I think to walk on stage now in front of a live audience makes me so grateful. I just love being on stage.
Yep.
It's great to see people smiling faces, and you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. You realize not to take that for granted.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing COVID did do was allowed us to actually make a lot of music, because we did do quite a lot of music.
We worked.
Yeah, we worked through the whole thing.
Wow. So I guess we could call you just like the police, just like people working in hospitals, just like everyone who is on the front line, truckers keeping our country running. You guys were in the studio, or you're together, you're collaborating.
Yeah, we were frontline workers, yeah.
Absolutely.
We were helping out.
Yeah.
Here's some music for you guys.
And, you know, and like we said earlier at the beginning of this album, this new album, it makes you happy. And this is a world that needs happiness, especially of late. But as soon as we start to bounce back and feel the sunshine again, something else is going to happen, and we're going to need this album again. So with that, we thank you for this gift.
Thank you, Elvis. Thank you.
So, Danielle, when you sat down and listened to this album, what were you thinking? Because I know you were the first on our show to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, so I didn't know what to expect at first. I was like, what is this going to be like? And I have to say, not just me, who's almost 50, my 16-year-old son loved every minute of it. This weekend, coming down here, we cranked the windows down, and we listened to it, and it's just like you said, Sting. It's a breath of fresh air, and it's something we needed, and make you smile, and I think that you can enjoy it whether you're an old person, a young person, whatever. It's something for everybody.
And the thing is, on paper, it looks really weird. I could understand where you're like, I got to hear this.
Yes, but it's really good.
But it really came out good. You know, just so you know, it looked really weird on paper, too.
When he said it to me. I bet.
Yeah.
Did we lose Shaggy's mic?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-oh.
There we go.
All right.
What happened?
Yeah.
You know, these mics are dropping one at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, but Sting, as Sting hands his microphone to Shaggy, I ask Sting a question. Are you still out on your My Songs tour?
Yeah, I'm about to go to Vegas next week for a 3-week passage, and then I head back to Europe. But I'm just so happy to be working again. It's fantastic. Love it.
There's something magical about a collaboration. I mean, I will tell you, you know, Sting, my very first concert I ever saw was The Police. When you came out on stage and you were eating pineapple, I don't know if you remember those days. Exactly. But, you know, the collaboration with the guys from the band, I mean, you know, that was the beginning of your life of collaboration, and now you're collaborating with Sting, I mean, with Shaggy, and Shaggy's collaborating with you. I mean, is it better to have a partner these days?
Well, I mean, this is based on a friendship. You know, Shaggy and I got on like a house on fire from the moment we met. We're like brothers. And I love his company, and we just have fun. All right?
Absolutely.
We can all obviously hear that, right? Shaggy, are you working now?
I'm up. I'm back up.
Hey.
There you are. I know during the lockdown, I actually sent a text to Shaggy, and he was at a house party with like 4 of his buddies. I don't know where you were. I think you were in the Caribbean, maybe Jamaica somewhere. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was in the Caribbean, you know, having a good time there, Elvis.
I know. It was very smoky. I think you had a barbecue going.
Listen, I do a lot of things in my spare time. That's one thing COVID allowed me to do. I was doing laundry, folding laundry. I was doing a bunch of things.
Wait, did you know how to do laundry before COVID?
I knew. I was in the military for 4 years.
That's right.
So,
okay.
So I'm really, really good at all of that. But I stopped. You know, when you stop being successful, you stop cooking, you stop, everybody does all these things for you.
Right.
And then COVID happened and you're like, oh, wow, I'm really good at this again. I started doing things. I was really picky with all my recipes and I was going through everything. It was lovely.
He's doing my laundry now.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, Sting, when's the last time you put shirts in a washing machine?
Never.
Okay.
COVID didn't affect him the same way it did me. I'm sorry.
Why waste time washing a shirt? It's just a waste of water. Well, look, I'm so happy you guys are here. We're all so excited. Who's excited to see Shaggy and Sting on Wednesday? I mean,
so excited.
Great audience, these guys. This early, wow. I love it.
Well, we're about to light it up. I do believe a performance is on the way. Shaggy, are you going to do it to us?
Yes, we are. We're going to do some songs. Why not?
Yes!
All right.
This is so cool.
True, In the true spirit of Sinatra, do we have like a 50-piece orchestra coming out?
I haven't seen it. Elvis, your budget couldn't afford it, man. I was trying.
Sorry about that. Low budget. By the way, the studio where you recorded this at the Capitol Building in Hollywood, the world-famous Capitol Building, several years ago, I was lucky enough to receive my Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and we had a party for me in that same exact studio, and you can feel the ghosts of Sinatra. You can still smell his cigarettes. I mean, there's an ashtray that still fills up every night. It's kind of crazy. What was it like working in that iconic studio?
There's a portrait of Frank over the studio where you work, and he was smiling, I have to say. As soon as Shaggy started to sing, Frank was smiling. So.
He's watching. He's watching from above or below. We're not quite sure. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, up, Elvis.
Above,
of course. Above. So Sting and Shaggy are here. Shaggy's performing for us next. This is going to be unbelievable and totally epic. We'll be back right after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer. Scary just asked me to put sunblock on him. Sorry, Scary, I'm just a voice. Don't have hands. Bye. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It's Scary Jones. The good neighbors at State Farm believe you don't have to give up what you love for great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get a quote today.
A Jumpstart to Summer throwback.
We're going to be on the beach, on the ocean.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer.
Believe it or not, the sun is trying to come out.
Yes, thank goodness.
Love it.
I know. The good news is my mama's son came out many years ago.
Oh, did he?
I don't know what that means. Hey, a lot we got to get to here. And then, of course, Ryan Tedder and an incredible, incredible performance on the way. You know what? We have to thank our friends at Tina. I know, Danielle, aren't you going to go see Tina Turner the Musical pretty soon?
Yes, actually, I'm going in a couple weeks. I'm so excited because I'm taking my mom. My best friend's taking her mom. And it's just going to be the coolest day. We are so excited to go see Tina. I can't wait.
Well, thanks to Tina, we're here today doing our show at Jenkinson's down the shore. Also, Lincoln Tech. Visit lincolntech.edu for all the info on how you can move forward in life with Lincoln Tech. And also, Caesar's Sportsbook and Casino. Play like a Caesar. Never leave your house ever. Just sit there on your couch and become a multi-billionaire with Caesar's Sportsbook.
Cool.
Hey, I can't. The reason I'm home, of course, and people are wondering why I'm here, I've got COVID. So, as we enter the Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to send a shout out to everyone else who tested positive, who stuck in the house for 3 days when they want to be out with their friends. So that sucks. Where's Ryan Tedder? Is he coming over?
I think he's coming right now.
I saw a note that says he's ready to go.
Paging Ryan Tedder. Paging Ryan Tedder.
Ryan Tedder. Party of One, Ryan Tedder. One Republic, of course.
Oh, here we go.
I feel his energy.
Yeah.
One Republic's album is amazing.
See him.
Oh, he's getting a warm welcome from the crowd.
Yay! I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
He's here.
What's up?
I feel Ryan Tedder's presence. Is that what I'm feeling?
That is exactly what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ryan, hey, baby. Wait, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you here. Very happy to have you here.
I'm stoked to be here. This is one of the more interesting mornings I've had in 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know some people slept online last night to be here?
You know what? I did.
You did?
I slept 3 minutes from here.
Did you?
I did. Oh, I woke up three minutes from here, literally.
That was smart.
When you say this is one of the more interesting moments, I'm sure we need the story behind that. What's going on?
Well, no, it's we were in Europe for the last 6.5 weeks, and then we had to cancel some Russia dates for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And got home, and I still haven't adjusted to United States time yet. So right now, it's like, it's dinner time, and I'm on a boardwalk about to eat crabs.
Yeah.
About to do an interview.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? And I used to work at the crab. I used to work at the Crab Shack, so this is like full circle.
Perfect.
I love it.
We live a full circle moment. You know, it's interesting. You know, Ryan, last time we spoke with you on the show, it was it was during COVID, the beginning of COVID, actually. And you said to us, and I believe this to be true, that a lot of artists, knowing they're locked down, they're creating a lot of music. And now this is when all that music is coming out. This is like springtime, like little. It's like being on a farm and little baby goats are being born all over the place.
Yes.
Which is a weird analogy, but.
Yes. Almost everybody I've worked with in the last 2 years has been stockpiling and waiting to release albums until literally right now. So we're basically walking into, you're going to have a nonstop downpour of new songs and new albums coming out over the next 6 months.
How do you feel that this shift in the way music has been made in the past 2 years has changed the quality of music or the sound of music or the lyrics? I mean, it's got to be different now after COVID than it would have been without COVID, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you listen to Kendrick Lamar's, you know, recent drop and his album, I mean, I think it's track one. That's N95, like where the whole song is called about the N95 masks, right? So you have everything from the extreme artists talking about COVID and lockdown. I've had a lot of songs with different artists where it's referenced, basically, like we've been apart so long, it's time to get together. Like there are definitely a lot of lyrical influences coming in songs regarding COVID. But I think one of the other ways that have changed, people were writing songs using Zoom, using FaceTime. The stuff I did with Ariana Grande was all through FaceTime. Justin Bieber, the stuff I did was all on Zoom. So there's going to be a lot of the songs you're hearing now and coming out were songs that weren't even done in the same room.
You think the next songs are going to be about monkeypox?
Oh man, I hope so. I think right now COVID. You saw the meme that came up 2 days ago. COVID-19 dressed as the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, and then he's standing right next to. Pennywhistle, the clown from It, and COVID-19 showing monkeypox around the office. That's basically
exciting time. Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's a, you wake up one day like, is this really real? Am I sleeping?
No.
This is a nightmare.
No, we can't. We get into breath. We come out of COVID and immediately go into a recession and a war. So it's just like, right. This is the weirdest 2 or 3 years. But, the good news is people are coming out and they're watching. They're going to concerts again. You know, we had packed arenas all across Europe, and that for us was a shocker. We didn't know if half the place was going to show up or everybody. So I think people want positive music. I think one of the things that you're going to hear a lot of coming, I was just with Khalid. I actually just wrapped a mix on a Khalid song yesterday, and I know that the stuff where his head is going is good vibes, positivity, not darkness.
Right.
Like how are we going to make people feel good? I just did a record with Tiesto and a big feature, and it is a get out and dance and stay up till 3:30 in the morning with all your friends record. People need it.
Yep. People want it. Of course, we're talking to Shaggy and Sting earlier about the Frank Sinatra tribute album that they have out, and it makes you smile. After I listened to that entire album, my face hurt from like laughing and smiling. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
But you know what they say? It's just like if you look to nature. When autumn hits and the trees are bright yellow, neon orange, they are that way because they had a stressful year. You know that. I mean,
that's correct.
The horticulturists know that. And I'm assuming that we must use that as our springboard into creativity as well. We take our stress and turn it in, let it manifest into these positive things that can happen. And I guess it's a good thing sometimes, the bad things. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think it's cyclical. I think that you just can't have, I mean, if you think about 2.5 years ago, pre-COVID, you know, you have the economy is crushing it for the longest run in history. Other than the droughts and the fires that were crushing us in California, everything was going so well. It just really was. Everything was going so well. And nature was just like, nope, it's been 100 years. Here's your pandemic. I told you it'd be 100 years. And I kept my word. Here we are. and every 100 years. And I think that coming out of this, I've never seen people more. I mean, the crowds that we just experienced in Europe, we were the first artists back in about 6 of the countries that we played. We were the first concert in 2.5 years.
Wow.
So right now in the U.S. and different parts, the South kind of always stayed somewhat open. But for a lot of the U.S., this spring and this summer's tours and these artists coming back out, shows like today, I mean, I'll tell you, this is the most people I've seen in a room in New Jersey in almost 3 years. So,
yeah.
Like it, even
same
just
for
this,
us.
Even just this,
yeah.
Like this is so it's and I see 3 masks in the crowd. I mean, people are out and about, and I think they're ready to party. I mean, look at Top Gun. I mean, you know, Tom and Paramount, they had Top Gun 2. They had that in the can a year and a half ago,
right.
2 years ago.
Did you see it yet?
I've seen it because we did one of the central songs in the movie. We did. We did the beach scene.
It's so good.
And got to know Tom over that time period and realized that guy is relentless. And the movie is the most impressive. And this, I'm not here to plug the movie, but I'm going to tell you, it is the single greatest sequel I've seen in my entire life. Next to The Godfather.
Really?
I like the fact, because I saw it too, that they stuck really close to that storyline.
Yeah,
it's just a continuation.
It's a continuation.
It was great.
But the effects, it's insane.
I want to see Val Kilmer. I'm dying to see him.
Yeah,
see
no,
what's up with him.
It's how they cast him and I'm not going to give anything away, but what he does and how he played the role, only he could have done that. And it's very respectful and reverential to who he is as an actor and who he is as a person and obviously what he's gone through. But anyway, Top Gun 2, best sequel I've seen in my adult life.
It's out today, by the way, and I Ain't Worried from One Republic is featured on the movie. In the movie. I can't wait to see it as well. But I'm going to wait until after COVID leaves my body.
No, trust me. I know 2 people that just got it. It's better. Have you had it before?
Yeah, this is the second go round. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Was it, this one's better than last time, though?
No, this one's worse, actually.
Oh, God, but don't tell me that.
I'm drinking lots of Mucinex.
Yeah.
I think you need to rein that in a little bit. You're taking it like party shots, and I'm not sure
that's
the way
you're
supposed
tequila.
To do it.
I mean,
it's like
you sound good, and you're rocking a Hawaiian shirt. It can't be all bad.
There is. I know. Oh, my God, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt that is so like typical DJ.
No. That shirt's very Miami Beach. I love it.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, there is, of course, chatter amongst a lot of the best and most brightest artists out there that to be able to work with Ryan Tedder is just an honor and such an amazing collaboration. I mean, do you get off working with all this talent as much as they get off working with you?
I think I probably get off more. I mean, I think that they're up-and-coming artists that maybe... I don't ever assume anybody knows anything that I've done, so I go into the room with them the same. But, for me, it's an honor. Like, let's use Lil Nas X as an example. Like, that's the record. That's what I want. which I was lucky enough to write and produce with Omer Fetty and Blake Slatkin and KBZ. I was the oldest person in the room by like 16 years. So like the fact that I still get roped into sessions with, I'm working with Jesse Murph, the up and coming artist on Columbia, who I think is going to explode. 17. The fact that I get in the room and can knock out three or four records and still tap into where they're at, that's what keeps me young. That's part of staying with culture. That's, to me, I'm probably more excited to be with them than they are with me.
Do you get starstruck still? Anyone?
The last time I really got starstruck was the first time I stepped in the studio with Bono. I produced two U2 albums. And we had opened for them. He's a god to me. And so then I walk in a room and he's playing me records, telling me wants me to tell him what's wrong with them. How can I improve these records? And once I got over the U2 hurdle, because they were my gods, nobody fazes me after that. So like I worked with Peter Gabriel, who's incredible, and didn't faze me. I more recently Paul McCartney. Like I thought I was gonna walk in and start shaking, and I was like, the Bono thing had just kind of popped that bubble. So like. You know, Paul walks in. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? So excited about this. Let's do some songs. Like, and I was like, all right, Paul, play me your stuff. Let's get into it. Like, I went. Let's same deal. Play me three or four records, and let's pick one, and let's fine tune it, and chip away at it, and then let's write some new stuff.
Wow.
And it
was,
isn't that funny? Yeah. It's the original superstars, like them, and of course Sting, who was here a few minutes ago. They are the people who are easiest to approach.
Oh,
they
by
are
far.
Always. So cool to work with.
By far, and by far.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Well, look, Ryan Tedder, of course, One Republic coming up in just a few moments. Thank you so much for being here. We do appreciate it. And as soon as you're done, rip off your clothes and go for a swim. We've got the entire Atlantic Ocean over here, man.
Oh, I'm going to do it, man. I can't wait. I hope that there's some barracuda offshore. I'm going to try and catch one.
Yeah, bare-handed. I think a big great white shark has been circling recently, so that's exciting.
Waiting.
I'm going to cover myself in chum and swim as fast as I can just to see what happens. You guys film it. We'll put it on the internet. And we'll go
mentioned it. We brought extra chum. Yeah. By the way, after everything we just spoke to Ryan Tedder about, my favorite text is, wait, did Ryan just say something about Penny Whistle? That was it.
I did.
That's their takeaway for the entire interview.
Penny Whistle the Clown. Go see it.
Why not? All right, Ryan, thank you so much for being down the shore with us, and we can't wait to see you guys perform in a minute.
Yeah, let's get it. Jersey Shore, let's go.
You're the best. Thank you very much. One Republic coming up next after this.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Jumpstart to Summer. Are you sure Joe Jonas is married? Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
This summer, enjoy more time in the sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh. With over 55 options each week, you'll never get bored. Get $125 off during the Memorial Day flash sale at HelloFresh.com/Elvis125. With the weather getting nicer and longer days ahead, the last place you want to be stuck in is the grocery store checkout line. This spring, get HelloFresh and enjoy easy recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can savor farm fresh seasonal ingredients, wholesome recipes. You can whip them all up right at home. No shopping cart required. Plus, join today. You'll get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Elvis. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription at HelloFresh.com/Elvis. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. So learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They've a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.